Breaking news!
Oh man, this must be important!
107.7 The Bronx brings you your world in 2 minutes, full of world news, national news, rider news, and more from the top newsmakers on campus. You've come to the right place as we bring you the Bronx News Flash.
This is your Bronx News Flash. I'm Alexander Young from Rider University. Over the week, the big political controversy with Ron DeSantis. As his administration flew dozens of Venezuelan migrants to the Martha Vineyard and Cape Cod area, even the White House came out and criticized the move. DeSantis on Friday stated that he intends to use quote-unquote every penny of the $12 million the state has budgeted to relocate the migrants to sanctuary cities. Emergency shelters in various spots on the island have taken in the migrants, including churches, homeless shelters, and the joint military base in Cape Cod. Some argue it was an illegal use of the funds. Here's DeSantis.
The legislature gave me $12 million. We're going to spend every penny of that to make sure that we're protecting the people of the state of Florida. So they've been in Texas identifying people that are trying to come to Florida and then offering them free transportation to sanctuary jurisdictions.
The Department of Justice has appealed a Trump-appointed federal judge's decision to allow a special master to review materials the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago last month. As the judge usually has to go over attorney-prior privilege, people think this is a big responsibility because this is a criminal investigation on a former president. This is so they can determine what is considered classified and what is not, because Trump is arguing that. The DOJ says Trump has no right to classify the documents. In the wake of the polio outbreak that has been found in wastewater in New York City and other surrounding towns, the CDC's National Wastewater Surveillance System recently checked for poliovirus signals in 32 wastewater samples taken from May through August in sites like Essex, Hudson, Middlesex, and Passaic, and Union counties, and reports all tested negative. Even though New Jersey has a high childhood polio vaccination rate, public health experts are still pushing immunizations even more. The drought situation has improved through the Garden State, as there still is a few dry spots like Northeast Central and South Jersey near Wildwood experiencing severe droughts. More than 85% of the state is in the abnormally dry range. New Jersey does have some chance of rain next week, but nothing too organized to help the drought situation. As for the weekend, Saturday is looking in the upper 60s and mid-70s and sunny, and Sunday will be back to warm temperatures in the mid-80s. And that is your Bronx News Flash. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Alexander Young.
This has been the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx.
Oh man, that was pretty important stuff.
Missed your world in 2 minutes? You can listen to past episodes at 107.7thebronx.com/BronxNewsFlash on your favorite podcasting platforms. We'll see you next time as we get back to the biggest hits and best variety only on 107.7 The Bronx.
Sweet!